Hi, everyone. Alex Smith here with your 360 update presented by Sports Authority. The sun is shining here on Lincoln Financial Field as the Eagles host their first of two open training camp practices. Today, head coach Chip Kelly kicked things off by talking about yesterday's injury to outside linebacker Travis Long, who sustained his third ACL tear in 3 years. Today, Chip Kelly talked about what the outside linebackers group can now expect without Long.
We're in a punt return drill, and it wasn't really a contact drill. He was just getting fit up and kind of stepped the wrong way, and I think he knew it when it happened, just because it's happened to him before. And you know, I don't think there's a real explanation for it, to be honest with you. You just feel awful because we've watched him through the whole process. He's been here the whole time. You watched him rehab. I think all the players felt the same way because they know how much he's got invested in this, and it's, you know, when I talked to him and, you know, on the field, and then when we got the final answer last night in terms of what it was, you really can't put it into words in terms of what it is.
Another note that Chip Kelly touched upon today was DeMarco Murray not taking any team reps on Sunday, and according to Kelly, that had to do with a hydration issue that the team sports science department noticed before practice.
That was our decision. We do have a hydration status test, and he was a little bit high, and obviously when you see guys that are high from a hydration standpoint, then you kind of pull them back a little bit because that's when they're susceptible for an injury. So that was a training staff coaching decision.
And sticking on the topic of sports science today, Kelly mentioned that offensive tackle Jason Peters is in the best shape that Kelly has seen him in 3 years, and that goes hand in hand with the team sports science program.
And he came in the best shape he's come in his career. You know, he's at the best weight. When you talk to him, I think he feels the best. He's worked extremely hard on the strength and conditioning aspects, taking care of his body, I think, which as you start to get older in this league, you know, that's the key to a lot of it you know, sometimes when you're 21, 22, you can do whatever you want and you don't have to get as much sleep and you can do all those things. But as you start to get a little bit older, you really got to be conscious of everything you're doing. And JP's been great with that. And I think he's in the best shape coming into camp as he's been. This being year three, better than year one and better than year two. So we're excited to see where he goes.
Going back to the Eagles' outside linebacker situation, we were able to catch up with Connor Barwin after today's practice. And Barwin spoke about the extra work that he's been putting in with Marcus Smith.
I mean, I've kind of always done that, and I've just kind of made sure that he knows that he should be doing that with me. And it's just a little bit of extra work, so you feel like you can, you know, gain on people that aren't doing that. And it just kind of slows things down a little bit, really kind of hone in on some of the technique. Because rushing the passer is not something you can really work on that much, because it's hard to replicate. So, you know, I think taking 10 minutes to kind of slow it down and just work on the technique part of it can help you.
For most fans, today was their first look at the 2015 roster in action, and it was also the first look that some of the new acquisitions had on the fans. We caught up with Byron Maxwell, who spoke about what he saw from today's audience.
It was crazy, but yeah, it was different, of course. You know, we walked out. It wasn't good with it. You know, they didn't like what we did when we come here, but hopefully we can do that to a lot more teams here.
Last but certainly not least, the Eagles announced that two new members will be joining the franchise's Hall of Fame on October 19th. As running back Brian Westbrook and linebacker Maxie Bon will join the team's Hall of Fame. Westbrook spoke at a press conference today about what his career with the Eagles meant to him.
I think you have a good idea of what you've done, but I also think that as time continues, you get a better sense of how special winning all those games that we've won, you know, even before I got here, a couple years before, that span between 2000 and 2008 or 9, 2010. We were able to win an awful lot of games. And so when your team doesn't do as well, they haven't made it to the playoffs and won games like that, it makes it, you know, what you did in the past a little bit more special. It's a hard feat. You know, we had a really good football team, and we had guys around me that were great. But at the same time, it's hard to do what we did. And I think for us in the city, we kind of take it for granted just a bit. And we didn't realize how important, how easy, I mean, not easy, how hard it is to get to that point. And now I think because of the winning, we haven't won as many playoff games, of course, as we are expected to. You know, now you can see a little bit better how special that team was.
And for continuing coverage on Eagles training camp, as well as all the latest info that you need on the two newest Eagles Hall of Famers, be sure to keep it right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.